This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-453. Live Sunday edition continuing here. 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop into one of those and we will spot you in there and get you on the air with us, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with me, Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Back to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. And then coming up, Richie, I know you had a story, if we get to it, I hope that we will, from SciPost, which I presume stands for psychology. Study suggests mass shootings can inadvertently promote the idea of using guns to empower oneself.
I thought it was an interesting take.
So, yeah, we'll get into that if we get the chance. But to the phones first, where Kirby is on the line to start things out here this hour in Indiana, listening on YouTube. Go ahead, Kirby.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Hey.
Universal basic income. When I was a kid, they called that an allowance.
When I had an allowance, I had to work for it. I had to go and like take the garbage out and do other tasks.
You've got a point, you know. But I'm just trying to figure out where this mentality came from.
The robots are taking over.
I thought it maybe came from Comrade Sanders. I wasn't sure, but
no.
This is ridiculous.
Sure it supports. I would imagine Sanders would support the proposals for universal basic income, but it's basically coming from, I would say, left-leaning futurist types who are basically they paint this picture of a world where robots are doing everything and they've taken away all the jobs from people, and so therefore people have to have some sort of way to get money in, so let's just cut them a check is essentially the pitch that I've always heard it associated
with. That's the most
with.
Recent pitch, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's true. If you look at
it's definitely not true.
Right. I can't remember the author's name, but he's one of his books called The Necronomicon. Anyway, his theory is that basically you'll have 3D printers that will make all of the things. You know, housing will be free just because we can make that cheaply enough. And you'll have 3D printers and people can have all the things that they want to have more or less at basically no cost.
H.P. Lovecraft?
No, that's not it.
He's the author of The Necronomicon.
Yeah.
They think we're going to this utopian Star Trek. No one has any needs world. That'll never be.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's hard to say what will or won't ever be, but I tend to have the same attitude about it as you do. It seems like every time automation displaces people, they always end up finding something else to do. And so,
after a period of time.
Yeah. Look, there's always people hiring, at least around here. There are other jobs. You just have to learn a new skill. You know, you have to be willing to expand your abilities in order to continue working. So I just see people being replaced by robots in certain areas. In fact, we actually had a story tonight about a coffee-making robot that is apparently going to replace roughly 3 or 4 baristas, for one robot for every 3 or 4 people. So, I mean, that's going to make life difficult for some people, but that's not to say that they can't pop back up somewhere else. This idea that we're going to have a completely robot-run world seems pretty optimistic at this point. And either way, even if that's true, I still couldn't possibly support the idea of a universal basic income used, or at least funded through taxation or funded through the coercive force of the government because, well, I'm a bit of a moralist on that issue, and I think it's not okay to threaten our neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in seeing how it turns out if it's
sure.
done on a voluntary basis. By the way, it was Neil Stevenson, and it was the Cryptonomicon.
Ah.
My fault.
Okay, gotcha. Kirby, other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Other than taxation is theft and I'm tired of being stolen from, no.
Right on. Thanks for the call
tonight.
Welcome
to the club,
Kirby. Although I would say taxation is extortion,
which is a form of theft, and I don't know why you make such a big deal about that.
Not as catchy on a T-shirt.
No, it's not as alliterative. That's for sure. So you can bring up whatever you want here. We go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, the latest from President Trump is now he's pushing for the United States to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights.
What's that?
I've heard that. Yeah.
The Golan Heights is a zone of approximately 1,200 square kilometers that was taken from Syria during the Six-Day War in 1967. Now, the United States did not recognize the annexation of Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia by the Soviet Union, because the Soviet Union is bad when they do bad things. But I guess Trump is saying, you know, it's been, and that was for 50 years. And now he's been saying, well, you know, it's been 52 years now. How about let's start recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights? And there's, you know, something of a double standard there. And so I think they should be back to the old borders myself. But, you know, those lines on the map, they mean a lot to bureaucrats.
That's well, true. They do. I mean, I imagine they mean a lot to the people, you know, at this point. There was a great deal of upset after the Six-Day War, and in many cases, settlers, Jewish settlers, moved out into the Golan Heights, and I'm sure they want the protection of the Israeli state. It's hard for me to really care that Syria lost land when it was fighting a war against Israel. I mean, you know, so they lost. That's kind of what happens in wars is sometimes you lose land, especially, you know, land directly adjacent to the person you're trying to kill. So
what about the United States annexing Hawaii?
I think that was, you know, a bad move. I think that the Hawaiians should have been free to do what they want, but they had a pretty tyrannical state in there, in that place too.
Yeah, well, pretty much everybody has a tyrannical state. You know, I mean, in the United States, the drinking age is 21. So, I mean, there's a total tyranny, and that you got the United States government using gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to intimidate you and me into paying taxes to buy weapons to give to Israel, whether we like it or not. So, you know, that's
frustrating.
Evil and wicked. So I just wanted to bring up that double standard there. They don't recognize when the Soviet Union annexed those three countries, and then they're pushing to recognize the annexation of the Golan Heights into the state of Israel.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate the thoughts. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Richie, you are from Hawaii.
I am.
Any thoughts on Hawaii's statehood, forced statehood?
So my wife is part Hawaiian, like ethnically.
Mm-hmm.
And so we moved here, and I told her it might be interesting when people ask where we're from to say we're from the illegally occupied kingdom of Hawaii. I have no skin in that game, mm-hmm. one way or the other. Like I'm not.
You weren't born there, or
I was born there, but I'm not native.
Okay.
I don't have any Hawaiian blood. And the sovereignty movement that exists in Hawaii now to, like, you know, take back the Hawaiian kingdom.
Right, secessionists.
Sure. They also want to form their own government.
Of course they do.
And a lot of the infighting between each secessionist group is who's going to be in charge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so I can't even get behind that.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Yeah. I tend to feel similarly about the Hawaiian independence movement. I think that they probably should have some level of independence. But honestly, if they got it, they would probably be worse off. The United States...
they're already pretty socialist-leaning over there. Yeah, right? Is that what you're saying?
The United States benefits.
It's blue.
For sure. Let's continue here. We've got David...
Yeah, Republicans, the third party in Hawaii.
David is in New Mexico listening on TuneIn. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, you're talking about the Stolen Heights.
Stolen Heights.
Okay.
Well, there are three things that I didn't hear you mention, and I'm no expert on this. There's just things that I hear... one, I believe that Israel was attacked is the conflict during which they took that land, which is the reverse of the Russian-Lithuanian thing. And then another mitigating or aggravating fact is, I believe that it's settled international law that when territory gained, occupied as a result of armed conflict, that it's against international law to send civilians in to occupy that gained territory until whatever is settled is settled.
I don't know if they sent civilians in.
Stand by. We'll continue here.
Settlers.
This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. We're here on this live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I want to say thanks to Nick, who is a silver amplifier. That means Nick is sending in $5 a month via either PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC. You get to decide how to join up, but we really appreciate it when you do, because it's only a couple hundred folks. I don't think we even have 200. It's like, you know, 196 or 197 of our listeners who are so, you know, dedicated, and we appreciate their support. They're willing to send us $5 a month. Now, some do more than that. There's the gold level at $10 a month, and then there's platinum for $25. There's a handful of those folks. We certainly appreciate everybody at every level of the AMP program. So you get some cool perks and some bonuses as a result of being an amplifier. Plus, you can learn how we're spending the money over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com.
It's also worth pointing out that on the Facebook group where I interact with the amplifiers, I put up polls all the time, regularly, there, where you can talk about, you can sort of have your input on how Free Talk Live is run. To some extent, you guys are like...
Well, if you aren't on Facebook, we also have the Discord group that also includes Amplifier. So there's special Discord channels that are only for supporters.
Yeah, you get your voice heard there, too.
Correct. Because not everybody's on Facebook.
It's true.
But if you want to join the AMP program, please go to amp.freetalklive.com, and we would really appreciate it. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Ian, Richie, and Mark in the studio, we go back to David in New Mexico. You're back on Free Talk Live. David, what were you calling about tonight? Go ahead.
Well, that you started talking about that thing, so I'm talking about that. But speaking of putting up polls, Mark, that ad you guys run, always looking for that edge during those intimate moments.
That's one of our network advertisements. I don't think that's one of our sponsors.
Free Talk Live tries really hard not to have any ads that add to intimacy or
give
force to your intimacy or whatever it is that they're talking about.
But just to clarify, when you're listening to this show, whether you're listening on the radio or you're listening online,
he wants to tell a joke.
So I know we're going to get to
let
it.
Let me tell
I just want to clarify that not every advertiser you hear is one of our advertisers. Meaning we don't even know half the time what some of the ads are that are airing during our commercial break. So if you're on a local station, you may be hearing some local advertising that we don't know what that is. And then during what we call the network breaks, then some from our Genesis Communications Network, which is our syndicate, they sell ads during our show. Sometimes we'll hear those, so I've heard the one that you're talking about.
Yes.
But anyway, it's not one of ours. Go ahead.
Please, tell the joke.
So I just thought it might be one of yours since they named Mark Edge by name, so I thought maybe it was.
Oh, really? Wait, what are they saying about you, Mark?
The edge during that intimate moment. I do like that. Yeah, if just to be clear, to back up what Ian's saying here, if we endorse it, you will hear our voices in it. So, yeah, but that's funny.
All right.
I'm down. Thank you.
All right, just don't want to see you behind me in the bedroom, that's all.
Thanks for the call, David. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. All right, I don't think we started yet. We haven't started your psychology-related post, and I think we wrapped up the conversation on your topic, Mark. So it's just been wall-to-wall phone calls since then. So let's get back into the show prep. We've been talking a lot about New Zealand over the last week or so since the horrific mass shooting occurred late last week.
It has stayed in the news.
It has, and it has not been good news that's been in the news. I'm sure some people are glad to see that they're going to ban more guns in New Zealand. Of course, we know that's not going to stop psychopaths. And what we've seen them doing most recently is actually rounding up innocent, peaceful people who happen to have a copy of the video of the shooting. They've been arresting. In this case, we saw at least two cases, one person who's 22, another person 18, arrested. Now they've made the manifesto a banned product as well. So not only is the video of the shooting illegal in New Zealand to possess and to share, but having the 74-page manifesto is also illegal in New Zealand. So it's just been an unending avalanche of just terrible news to follow up, ultimately, a terrible incident. They're not making things better for the people of New Zealand.
I was thinking about a way to get around the whole manifesto ban, kind of like when O.J. wrote that book, If I Did It. Like, I wonder if you like wrote the manifesto in a form where it was like, if he was thinking this is what he would have written.
Anything, yes, it could still be banned because my understanding of the, and I don't have the name of the act in front of me, but there was a, like a 1993 communications prohibition.
Sounds right. Pretty close.
It was longer. There were several words in
that.
In
the government loves to have these things and then turn them into acronyms.
Yeah.
Kapow!
Now, there wasn't an acronym for this one, I don't think.
I'm just kidding.
But you're right. They do love that. And the thing basically allows the government censorship office to determine whether or not a thing is injurious to the public good.
Okay.
And so if it's considered objectionable, it is banned. And so even an if I did it kind of writing of, here's
the manifesto.
Here's all the terrible things I would have said is still going to be enough for them to say, well, this is inappropriate for New Zealand and therefore 14 years in prison is what you'll face if you possess it. They are not very nice with their censorship over there.
It doesn't seem to be.
No,
but how do you get that information out to the public then? For those who are
just tell them not to share it.
Okay.
So you would then if you want to have a thing that's illegal in New Zealand, keep your mouth shut. Basically, treat the manifesto as though it were a marijuana farm or something like that. Like, you don't want to tell one person because every one person you tell, you're basically 90% closer to getting arrested.
Sure. I think most human beings are capable of reading the manifesto and not necessarily agreeing
with
everything that's written, but just reading it as historical literature at that point.
This is what a psychopath thinks.
Sure. And I wouldn't want to see that censored.
Yeah, people read books about serial killers all the time. I mean, am I to presume that they're serial killers?
No, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And are fictionalized representations of serial killers also banned in New Zealand? I suspect not. Now, I mean, they have banned some crazy stuff over there. There's no doubt about it. T-shirts, CDs, movies, and video games. I mean, they'll ban anything. But I suspect you can probably still watch Hannibal Lecter movies in New Zealand. So it's completely inconsistent and completely political. That's what's going on here. So you've got a related story to New Zealand, and share that with us.
Maybe not related to New Zealand generally, but just related to what's going on. So studies suggest mass shootings can inadvertently promote the idea of using guns to empower oneself. People who feel disempowered tend to feel more willing to shoot someone when mass shootings loom large in their mind, according to new research published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. The findings provide some initial evidence that mass shootings can produce contagion-like effects. I am interested in the psychology of seemingly random or senseless acts of aggression and violence. I do not think such actions are as random or senseless as they appear, says study author Pontus Lander, an associate professor of psychology at the University of Groningen and director of the Center for Psychological Gun Research.
Now, where is Groningen?
I don't know, but the guy sounds sort of Norwegian.
Yeah, it does sound like it's European.
Lander?
Some sort. Germany, maybe? I don't know. We're going to continue.
I will double check. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to continue this this story here. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Basically suggesting that one person's action may create copycats? Is that the idea here?
Not necessarily copycats, just that people feel empowered to defend themselves.
Oh, and defend themselves would be included. All right, we'll continue. It is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is pleased with the findings of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russia's interference in the 2016 election.
There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction, and none whatsoever. And It was a complete and total exoneration.
The report, summarized for congressional leaders by Attorney General William Barr, reads, the investigation did not establish that the members of the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government. As to obstruction of justice, Barr writes, quote, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, but also does not exonerate him, Democrats are insisting on seeing Mueller's entire report, and House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler is calling on the Attorney General to testify. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free to join us here on this live Sunday edition. The number is 855-453. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We were just talking in the studio with our studio audience that we happen to have here tonight.
One guy showed up.
And we're talking about open carrying in New Hampshire, open carrying guns, and that is something you can do here as long as you know you're not prohibited by, let's say, being a felon or something like that. You can open carry a gun without having a permission slip. In fact, in New Hampshire, you can even concealed carry without having a permission slip, although I don't know if the Democrats are going to try to repeal that this year. Whether they'll be successful at it is another question. But it's a pretty gun-friendly place generally in New Hampshire. Yeah. Even a lot of the Democrats own guns in New Hampshire, from what I understand. They grew up with them here.
Get your gun show gun now, though, just in case they require registration again.
And one of the places you can absolutely open carry is Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. That's where we're going to be June 13th until, you don't want to be there in January. June 13th.
You're the only one.
Yeah. Yeah, they closed the campground down. You can't even camp there at all. Even if you give them money, they won't let you do it. June 13th through the 18th. At ForkFest 2019, it's going to be the third year of ForkFest. It's a decentralized camping event where you can come out and just hang out with other voluntarists and libertarians and liberty-loving anarchists, or you can create something for those people to do. So if you want to throw a party, go right ahead. If you want to put on a poker game or a tournament or something like that, by all means.
You want to make money doing it?
You can. I don't know if it, you know, Whether you want to do it legally or not, that's a whole other question. Most people tend to ignore whatever the regulations are. So if they set up a food tent, they're not asking government permission to do that. So I would recommend not asking permission. But you decide how to handle it. It's up to you. There's nobody who's in charge. There's no board of directors. There's no organizer, which means there's no ticket price. So really all you got to do is lock down your campsite or RV site or even a motel room with the folks over at Rogers Campground. And the link that you need to do that is over at forkfest.party. That is a unofficial site because nothing's official when it comes to ForkFest. That's forkfest.party, and that'll also link you over to the Telegram chat room and the ForkFest forum where ForkFesters and would-be ForkFesters are talking about the things that they're planning and cooking up and working together with others on. It's I'm looking forward to it. It was great last year. It was super small, obviously, the first year, and we don't know how it's going to do this year compared to last year because, well, we don't have any official numbers because there are no tickets. So once again, go to ForkFest.
It's a blast, though.
Party. But we will be there, so we'll look forward to seeing you there.
As
you,
intergalactic space king, I am handing out food service registration licenses.
Really? Yeah. What are you charging for?
Just a bowl of whatever it is you're making.
Fair.
Yeah, yeah, that's the kind of guy I am.
Are you going to give, like, an actual nice certified piece of paper, or what's
it
your plan there?
It depends on if people contact me ahead of time and let me know that they want my certification.
License,
and I'll bring some.
Are you going to walk around wearing the crown?
I have the crown. I have several.
I want to see him approach food vendors and try to pitch trading this piece of paper for their food.
I trade paper for food all the time. What are you talking about?
I'm looking forward
Here's
to seeing
this greenback.
Let's continue here. Richie, you've got this story from one of the psychology websites. I forget what it was. Something.
SciPost.org.
Let's continue this piece because it's about the use of a gun in a mass shooting, possibly encouraging.
Surrounding a mass shooting. It's basically the psychology of the individual and his proclivity to use a firearm surrounding a mass shooting.
All right, tell me more.
Okay. So this particular study on mass shootings pertains to the spreading of violent ideas. We tested whether specific individuals, namely those who are searching for their own means of personal empowerment, were the most likely to express more violent ideas in response to mass shootings. In four separate studies of 2,400...
So this doesn't sound like it has anything to do with self-defense. This sounds like they're talking about the mass shootings are ginning up more mass shooters. They're encouraging more people through...
It does sound like
that's what I'm hearing so far. But
well, let me
ahead.
Get through this paragraph then, because here we go. In four separate studies of 2,442 U.S. gun owners, the research found evidence that a sense of disempowerment was positively associated with willingness to shoot a home intruder or engage in vigilantism. Disempowered participants agreed with the statements such as, "Not a lot is done for people like me in America, and if I compare myself against other Americans, my group is worse off." In one study, the researchers experimentally manipulated a sense of disempowerment by giving some participants a cognitive test that was impossible to solve correctly. The research was conducted between June 2016 and November 2017. In the wake of the 2016 Orlando nightclub mass shooting, the 2017 Las Vegas Strip mass shooting, and the 2017 Texas church mass shooting.
So, I would say that it was probably a bad day to attempt to sell Encyclopedia Britannica door-to-door if you were an Arab encyclopedia salesman on September 11, 2001. And what they're saying is that in those circumstances, people were more likely to use violence to solve problems in the case of a home invasion or something like that. Not to say that Arab encyclopedia salesmen even existed in 2001, but that they would do any kind of home invasion. I'm just saying that, do people's psychology change around mass shootings that are publicized in the news? Seems like it.
Let's hear some more about this.
The link between disempowerment and assertive gun use was particularly strong among participants who felt mass shootings were an imminent threat. The findings suggest that mass shootings can inadvertently promote the idea of using guns to empower oneself. In this case, assertive gun use was aimed at protecting oneself or others.
Okay. So that would be in a defensive.
Right. But you get the idea of mass shootings in your head. You see that it's effective, right, in empowering the individual, and therefore you are more likely to use that method to empower yourself should the need arise.
Hmm. I'm not going to call this positive. I'm going to call it interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I never made the
point. No, you did not.
I said interesting surrounding the events
yes,
that I recently
Yes, you did.
Okay. where was I? Yep. similar psychological phenomena could be at play among those less lawful tendencies. Merely thinking about a threatening figure may suffice for us to be influenced by them. Although this sounds disturbing in the context of mass shootings, it is normal for human beings to internalize and imitate what we see in the world. If a troubling psychological phenomenon is rooted in an otherwise normal mental process, it gives us a starting point for figuring out how to prevent it, Leander told SciPost. The study, like all research, includes some limitations. So here we go on that. As we note in the paper, these results should not be overstated. We only took the first step of testing for increases in violent ideas, but many additional factors would be involved for violent ideas to translate into behavior, Leander explained. Our findings should be considered preliminary. I would like to establish clearer causality going forward, but that will require more resources than we have available. Why someone decides to commit a mass shooting is influenced by a host of factors, and researchers have only begun to scratch the surface. If we want to end the spread of violence, we must develop theories that can explain the psychological appeal of such behavior.
I think they're putting way too much thought into this. I mean, the violence is not going to end because psychopaths are not going to stop being born.
Sure.
I mean, these people are people who don't have empathy for other human beings, and so therefore exterminating them means nothing to these people.
But the psychology behind it, my understanding of the article, is less so about the mass shooter and more about how to understand why an individual would resort to violence in a situation where they're feeling less empowered, right? If like they said, they put imposing figures or complex problems that can't be solved to lower the empowerment feeling that the individual has, mm-hmm. and when the individual is feeling less empowered,
they're more likely
to use violence to do something.
Well,
whatever
that
may be.
And as you said, they could be defensive some things that the person is doing, or maybe not.
Well, when a home intruder breaks in your house, you feel very disempowered at the moment.
And so you want to use a gun to even the odds if you're feeling disempowered.
You would think.
You've had instances where home intruders have come to your house and you haven't shot them. As a matter of fact, you've sort of made them coffee and made them feel at home, right?
That's a weird thing.
That only happened once. And no, I didn't make him coffee.
How many times have you had home invaders? How many times have you made them coffee?
Well, actually, I've had more than one home invader. There was the FBI as well, and I didn't shoot them either. So I guess both times, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't make them coffee.
Non-governmental home invaders, but all right.
Yeah.
I seen a story a while ago where the dude randomly stumbled in drunk, fell asleep on the couch. Right, and it wasn't his house, and then the homeowner helped him out and, got him a cab.
Yeah, that's basically what happened in my case. More coming up here in moments. The toll-free number, if you want to join us on the question of violence and what increases its likelihood, this is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you. If you want to join us here, dial in now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, don't forget, you can watch us on Twitch over at twitch.lrn.fm. Make sure that you follow our Twitch channel, because it doesn't just feature Free Talk Live. It also has some of the other great shows from lrn.fm, the Liberty Radio Network, like Call to Freedom on weekdays. Just before Free Talk Live, they start at 4 o'clock Eastern, and then there's also Questioning Authority on Saturday nights, and it sounds like he might start doing Thursday nights as well, plus the occasional Freer Talk Live, which is our Twitch-only after show that we do usually on a weekly basis, which we had a blast with that on Friday night.
Yeah, Ian scheduled it now, so I don't get to be on anymore.
we can do another one if you want to do one, Mark. That's up to you. I mean, we can do those things anytime anybody wants to. So please follow our Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm, and if you want to take it to the next level of you want to make this activism, then open up a browser tab and load up twitch.lrn.fm and just leave that tab open 24/7. If you've got a computer that runs around the clock, leave that tab open constantly, whether you're there or not. Now, they're going to probably, they've got some sort of algorithm that detects whether or not you're actually at the computer. So just leaving the tab open doesn't contribute to our viewer count. But if you're at the computer and we're there, then we should be able to get you as a viewer. And if we can get to 75 viewers over an entire month, basically an average of 75, then we might get to the Twitch partner level.
What's
which
this
would be
viewers
nice.
Total views that's on the Twitch here? So
that's a cumulative
almost 90,000 views
in the last year or year in 2 months.
Okay,
basically.
some number like that. All right.
Yeah.
Find one of those mouse jiggler programs as well that makes it.
I'm not looking to cheat. Because if you want to cheat this thing, you can go and pay $50 to some Chinese website where they'll give you 50 okay. viewers for an entire, or like 100 viewers or something for a whole month. But that's not what I want to do. If we can't do this through good old fashioned promotion of it, we don't deserve the upgrade. And there's no guarantee that even if you get to the 75 view count, that's not an automatic upgrade. They then will review your account and they'll look, are people interacting in the chat room? Well, if you've got a bunch of robots watching, people are not going to be interacting in the chat room, so they're not going to see much activity there. They're looking for other indicators, I think, to suggest that there's a real community behind this show. And so if we can get a bunch of people to join the channel at twitch.lrn.fm and leave it open, it'll at the very least have them there so they're more likely to see us. That way they don't have to think about turning it on. It'll always be there on their computer. So if you want to be an activist, that's an easy way to do it, because the more views we can get concurrently, the higher that puts our ranking on the Twitch sort of leaderboard, if you will. And then so the higher we're ranked, the more people that have never seen us before are going to sample us for the first time, which means more people finding the ideas of freedom. So again, this is a way for you to actually help us spread these ideas. And just all you got to do is open a browser tab, twitch.lrn.fm.
You should stream more video game content, too, then.
We could, and, maybe we will. But, of course, if we're streaming stuff that doesn't have a lot of views, then that could pull our view count down.
All right.
So, anyway, the idea is let's just get people to open this tab, and then hopefully that'll increase. And I have seen, by the way, an increase in the last week. It's been marginal. It's been mild, but there has been an increase. Like, we used to average 15 to 25 typical, and I'd say we're more like 20 to 30, so we might have gotten an extra handful. Folks, you were going to say something, Mark?
I just love this. The latest subscriber's name here is Packet Sniffer 420.
Yeah, that's a great name. So thanks for that. And we're not asking for subscriptions, but thank you for everybody who's subscribed.
Thank you for everybody who's just tuned in, because our numbers have jumped up.
Yeah, thanks for that. All right, so let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Clayton is in Norville? I don't know where that is. Clayton, where is Norville?
It's Clayton from Louisville.
Crichton from Louisville. Okay, very good. Oh, we know where that is.
There's an accent.
Yeah. Well, either there's an accent or a board op who couldn't hear it. Anyway, go ahead, Crichton.
Yeah, I wanted to call in. It's been a long time since I've called in.
Yeah.
But I was listening to the Daily Digest the other night, and I heard Mark make a comment in passing that just made me tense up, because it's one of these falsehoods that is dangerous.
Okay,
all right. I'm talking about the belief that student loans are harmless. And he made the comment along the lines that you can just not pay it because there really isn't anything backing it. And the problem with that is that a student loan is the only debt in our country that you cannot get rid of.
Yes, yeah, as far as bankruptcy goes. I think what I said was something to the effect of, they can take your house in the sense of the economic collapse of 2000 and the real estate collapse in like 2005, and then the economy started going in 2006, and then 2008, and just kept going there for the Great Recession, as it's known, was largely perpetuated by people not being able to pay their mortgage, and they could come in and take their house, and in many cases they did. But they can't really do anything to you if you don't, if they can't take your education away from you. I mean, lots of people aren't paying their student loans currently. And I see a hand raised here in the studio. it just keeps happening. I'm not trying to say that yes, you're absolutely right. Student loans cannot be gotten rid of due to bankruptcy.
Oh, but it's worse than that.
Go ahead.
It's one of the worst things that we can get. They're patient, don't get me wrong, but the companies are patient because they know they will win in the end. If you die young and broke, that is the only way you get out of payment.
Yeah.
If you die young and you're a co-signer on your house with your wife, they put a lien on the house.
Yeah.
I bet they would. You can take your tax return, they can take your pension. If your parents co-sign for it with you, they can take daddy's pension. It is egregious.
I do my best not to have anything in my name.
Bitcoin is a good choice, though.
What do you think people who already, the best advice is if you're not going to go to school for some kind of STEM degree, you're not going to be an engineer, a doctor, or a lawyer, there may be a few other degrees out there that are worth getting a few other degrees that might actually get you a job. I do not think college professor is a good choice, because there's lots of those. The market's flooded right now. What do you recommend if you, if you can no longer follow the advice of don't get a degree unless you can use that degree? What do you recommend people do?
As far as getting an education?
No. What I'm saying is the people that already got the education, they're already behind the eight ball $100,000, and they're in this new form of serfdom that's been created for them.
The only thing that they could really do is make sure that as far as public accounts go, that they really don't have anything. Bitcoin, yeah. Gold in your own possession, no bank account. I mean, if they can see it, they can take it. They have the full force of the U.S. government behind them. That's why, if you think about it, that's the only reason that a lender is willing to lend at a low rate to a young adult with no work history and no credit history.
Right. Mm. I mean, you know, 18-year-olds really aren't qualified. Qualified to do much. We don't think they're qualified to choose to buy a fifth of Jack Daniels.
Well, but I think so, but the government doesn't.
The government claims you are not qualified to buy a fifth of Jack Daniels, but you are qualified to take on $100,000 in debt that cannot be written off.
If anything will drive you to drink, that's it.
Right? Well, it's crazy.
It's snowballing, too, because there are studies and articles coming out, again, that the younger generation isn't buying large assets like homes.
They
can't afford it, mostly because their student loan debt is so high that they can't take on the additional
payments. Right, they've been sold this bull crap that's handed to them by the government bureaucrats and teachers that says that you got to go get an education because people who have an education make more money. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you go get yourself a communications degree or a liberal arts degree or whatever it is, all you're going to do is have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Fries with that.
Yeah. Can you tell me what I don't want to ask you your private business, but what is...
I have an MBA from Gonzaga University.
Okay. How much did it cost you?
Probably close to $100,000 overall.
Yeah.
Because I think tuition at the time was like $16,000 for the first 4 years, and then I went to grad school after that, which was about the same price for grad school for the extra.
Wow, they got you.
Yeah, they did.
And the MBA, I mean, you know.
Did it help you get the job you currently have?
No. It probably did, because it looks good on a resume.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the lines that I keep getting from, you know, family members is, I wish you would do something where you can use your degree. I can do anything with the degree. That's part of the problem. It's so generalized that it looks good on a resume, and I'm qualified to do a lot, but I don't have a specific focus on anything. And I've done a lot over the years, so I have a lot of experience in a vast number of industries, just none of them well paid enough to, you know, make all those additional payments along with the student loan.
Yeah, I would have hoped that an MBA would have been one of those degrees that would have been marketable, but apparently not.
And they told me that in college.
Yeah.
They said, you know, when it was I graduated with the MBA in 2005. My professor said, stay in school as long as you can, because there's not going to be anything for you when you graduate.
Gosh.
That's terrible advice. Keep spending in school, because there's nothing for you afterwards. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. If you didn't get on tonight, call us tomorrow. We'll get you then.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.